It all depends on what you're used to, I guess. I work with people remotely, and they're in Houston, Omaha, and Scottsdale, Arizona. And everybody's got a different story to tell, but usually my weather reports are the best.
You sound like an older gentleman, so I'm going to guess you were around for the big ice storm we had back in the 70s. It's the only time I ever remember school being closed for more than a couple days because of snow or ice, ever.
You're talking about the Great Blizzard of 78. I was 10.
And that would have put me at 11, sir. So, yeah, right there with you. Yeah, even the Catholic school shut down. I knew it was something. Because old Sister Mary Teresa never closed that school.
I copy that. I was in the Catholic schools in elementary as well. And yeah, that was a rare closure. My dad actually was traveling home from Ohio that particular weekend, and he got stuck in I guess there were 2 feet of snow on the ground. They closed off I-75, and he ended up in a high school gym for 2 nights.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a better story than mine. I just stayed at home with my sister and family and toughed it out back in Royal Oak in the area of 12 and Woodward there.
Yeah, he was someplace in northwest Ohio. I'm not exactly sure where. He was coming home from Dayton, and we lived in Roseville at the time. He still lives in Roseville. But, yeah, that's been a hot minute ago. That's getting close to 50 years ago now.